The Church of God the Eternal presents Professing Agreement, a message by Mr. John Brisby, for the night to be much observed, April 1st, 2026.
It's a real privilege and an honor to address all of you on the beginning of this 7-day feast, that evening, to begin now this 15th day of the first month on God's calendar, which we call a night to be much observed. So for many, many years, Mr. Raymond Cole didn't just start this evening just with the physical celebration of sharing a meal together, but wanted to go through a short reminder of what this night is all about and why we keep it. Why are we even here gathered together all dressed up at the beginning of this first holy day, the first day of unleavened bread? Well, at the time that God promised to bring Israel out of Egyptian captivity, he required of them obedience to his authority. And they didn't want to at first, no human being does, but then ultimately they did. So let's just go through in Exodus a very short description of that process they went through in mind. Exodus 6, verse 6. At first they refused, and it's understandable because Moses shows up on the scene claiming, you know, to be representing God with the authority, to do this great work, which is going to result in them being set free from slavery. And they'd been slaves now their entire lives, and the generations of their parents and grandparents had been slaves. But here in verse 6 of Exodus 6, we read, "Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Eternal." God is saying through Moses, this is what I want you to tell them. "I am the Eternal, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Eternal your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you as for a heritage. I," he says, "I am the Eternal." Why does he keep repeating that? Because it was important for them to understand that he had the authority to make the promises and to fulfill the promises. And Moses, verse 9, spake unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. They thought their plight was hopeless. So Moses came with the good word, speaking by the authority of God, and God said, "I have the authority, I'm the Eternal, and I promise you I'm going to do this." And the people said, "Just seems too good to be true." Well, after all the plagues of Egypt, one after another in succession, the people came to respect Moses and, by extension, the God who was performing these miracles. Notice chapter 12 of Exodus, beginning in verse 14. Exodus 12, 14, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial." Here's where the command for unleavened bread was given. "And you shall keep it a feast to the Eternal throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eats unleavened bread from the first day into the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel." And so you and I have continued to do that according to God's will and purpose. We've made sure before the sun just set that now we've put all the leavening agents that we can find out of our home, off our properties, to show honor and respect to God. Verse 16, "And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat. That only may be done of you." Verse 17, "And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever." So here was an edict of the master, of the Lord, who said, there's a reason for this feast. It represents something that's very important and will not go out of style, which means I want you to know it as you keep it every single year. So Israel finally agreed to obey after they saw the power of God manifested. Drop down to verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. For the Eternal will pass through to smite the Egyptians. When he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Eternal will pass over the door, will not suffer the destroyer to come in into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, verse 25, when you become to the land which the Eternal will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean you by this service, that you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Eternal's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head in worship. Now they believed. After all the miracles they saw, now they're taking seriously when this authoritative God says, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to save your lives. So they fulfilled the requirement in order for the death angel to pass over them. And none of themselves or their children were slain like the Egyptians. The people bowed the head in worship, verse 28, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Eternal commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. They finally accepted God's authority as expressed through his chosen servant. Moses was just the messenger, but this authoritative God was giving them instruction. Continuing in verse 29, what happened then? It came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Eternal as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. Pharaoh was finally humbled enough to give up fighting against this God. Verse 33, and the Egyptians were urgent upon the people because the Israelites had become a curse in their midst. And they wanted them out. The Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. They saw that this powerful God was literally going to kill them all if they didn't finally surrender and fulfill what he required, which is to set his people free. Verse 34, and the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. So they were not only physically just going to get out of their slave environment, they were going to go out rich people, which is what God did in making them a nation. Verse 37, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. So you're probably, you know, you've got several million people when you add all together. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. So they were in slavery for hundreds of years, and then all of a sudden they came out, and it was a rush by the will of God and by his intervention by miracle. Verse 40, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, counting from the time that God first brought Abraham out of his home country. So the Israelites were not Egyptian slaves for 430 years, probably just over 200 years. But the total time in which God executed this plan now was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the host of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt. Verse 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And so here you and I are gathered together wherever you are around the globe with others, of those who are able to meet with others, and you have the blessing of convoking and celebrating this night, which pictures our departure from sin, coming out of the world and coming into literally fellowship with Jesus Christ and God the Father, and having their special blessing and protection to the defense against our enemies, the inspiration, the guidance upon our journey towards salvation to our promised land. So this eternal memorial of the night to be much observed reminds us every year of the need to set aside our own agendas and simply say, yes, Lord, like he required of ancient Israel. When God calls us by his authority, then he wants us to say, yes, Lord. Our blessings come by learning this critical lesson.
The Church of God, the Eternal, has just presented Professing Agreement, a message given by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 1st, 2026.